Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Edwards moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Boudreau scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Fleming moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovic hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to get to third. Coleman throws the ball into Dillinger, who tags Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Moss and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Walter Brown now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing first base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Walter Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Rosen now playing third base. Walter Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leaner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Joe Gordon. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing second base. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball towards center. Metkovich settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Metkovich. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.